Hi, it's Marcus McCaughan here on Audio Boo. It's Thursday, 21st of November. And since approximately 10:30 a.m. this morning, I've been down here on the Union Canal. That's the Union Canal that adjoins Edinburgh to Falkirk, meets up at the Falkirk Wheel, if anyone knows about that, and joins with the Forth and Clyde Canal, which runs basically from, I think it's Clyde Bank, Bowling, right through to Falkirk. So what I've been doing this morning is, for quite a number of years, I've looked after the electrics at the Sea Scouts base on the side of the canal, just about 2 miles east of the historic town of Linlithgow. Linlithgow has its own basin, as it were, and a boat station. And then the canal runs out of there, running, in this case, west, towards Falkirk. And so I've been down doing some minor repairs to security lighting and a couple of other minor details. They call me up a few times a year, when they've built up enough problems to justify paying me to come down and fix them. But I've known them for years and they got on great. And the guy that lets me in is a guy known as Alec. Alex is about my age, maybe a year or two older, I'm not quite sure. And he is the district commissioner of the Sea Scouts for West Lothian. So the base that I've just been working at is the West Lothian Sea Scouts. And it was formerly a staging post, if you like, on the canal. When the canal barges were pulled by horses at various distances or points along the canal, there would be these staging posts. And this one's quite a big one, in respect of its length, that is. And the reason for that was the horses would be stabled, rested, fed and watered, and then carry on their journey, or maybe even exchanged. Maybe they worked horses from one point to other and then returned. The horses picked up stuff going the opposite way. I don't know, but that's how it worked. And there would be a family, or at least a couple, that would run the staging post. They'd have their own home as part of it, and then they'd have all the facilities. Well, of course, that's gone long, long time ago. And the barges still go, but they're diesel-powered. No horses now, I'm afraid, which is a real shame. I'd love to have seen horses back along the footpath here, the towpath. The area I'm walking along just now, the canal is actually fairly wide. I know they say it's set width, but really, I'm not sure about set width in canals. Sometimes it goes really narrow, sometimes it opens right up. So, as I said, I'm walking west. I'm walking towards the aqueduct, which spans a beautiful park in this area. Which is usual, the moment I tried to think about it. Well, it's Muir Avonside, it came to me. My head is so bad, so bad. Muir Avonside Park, which is a lovely park. Not big, but a lovely place for walks. Following the River Avon, which winds down through it and eventually ends up down, flowing into the River Forth at Grangemouth. You've probably heard of Grangemouth recently. Possible payoffs. Well, that's kind of diversifying, isn't it? Let's stick to the canal. So, the point about the canal is, as I said, I've been coming for years, so I've been down here in all weathers. I've been down in the snow, I've been down in the height of summer, and I've met so many people. People who are just walking the towpath. Just an hour ago, a large community of elderly people, I can say that, 63, and I can call other people elderly. But I'd say they're well into their 70s or early 80s, out with their sticks in a big party walking the towpath. And that's great to see. You get cyclists, you get family cycling, and also the barges, not very many at this time of year, I'm afraid. And canoeists, the Falkirk, I know for one that the Falkirk Canoe Club use this for training purposes, and there's also the casual canoeists, kayakers. So if I'm down at the base for any length of time in any one day, invariably meet, talk to, and shout over to various people, all kinds of people, enjoying the canal. And it's that wonderful, you know, that canals are, to me, canals are a wonderful thing, a wonderful item, or a wonderful feature, whatever you want to call it. They're just magical. They're so calm, so peaceful. Nesting birds like water hens, moorhens, ducks, you name it, can all enjoy it without having the troubles of fast flowing water, and they can find their nesting sites easily. So you're probably going to hear down to my right, probably about 100 feet below here, easily 100 feet, is the River Avon as it winds through Muir Avonside Park. You can just see it in the park now. I wouldn't normally have been able to see that at all because of the greenery on the trees down this very, very big, steep banking. But because most of the trees are bare now, I can see right through into the park. And I've just come across a step that takes you down into the park. It's the towpath here is actually part of the heritage trail. And if I go down these steps to the right now, which is to the north, that'll take me down. And it's signposted, all wooden signposts saying River Avon Heritage Trail. So great walking. I think the elderly people and cyclists obviously stick to the towpath, but those that are a wee bit more adventurous can go up and down these large stepped access points from the River Avon and the parks to up back up and down to the towpath. The canal's actually covered in leaves. I mean, really immensely covered in leaves at this time of year. Now, you might say, well, that's natural, it's autumn. But I would have thought that by now they'd have sunk. But I would love to be in a canoe at this point because it's so peaceful a day, so quiet and calm, and the water's so calm. So I'm just approaching the aqueduct. And I'm going to tell you a wee secret about this aqueduct. I've never been across it. I've never got this length. There's always something that stopped me from doing the walk or stopped me from getting this far. But I've been under it. I've walked below it. I have been through Muir Avonside Park and in below it. But I've never actually crossed it. So this is a first for me. And this is a Adrian Wicks moment. Thinking of Adrian at Turbostream with his iron bridge, his favourite iron bridge, and Llantysilia. I think I almost got that right that time. aqueduct down there by Llangollen. I know I said that right because I stayed there on holiday for 12 years. But Adrian loves his bridges, his steam trains and his aqueducts and viaducts. So welcome to the Avon Aqueduct, the Union Canal. That's the first for me, and I'll have to say right from the start, seeing it from up here, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. Well maintained. Black vertical railings, about 5 feet high, with a white capping rail. And cobbles for the walk pass. Walk pass on both sides, which is strange. The towpath's on one side, but they've actually got a stoned walk path on the other side. And it's a fair old length, I have to say that. I'd say it's as long as the Llantysilia. I've got to stop saying that. My teeth will come out. One down in Llangollen. It really is. There's a gentleman walking towards me. It's like high noon here. We're going to meet in the middle and have a shoot at each other. But no, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. And this cobbled walkway, I guess about 4 feet. Yeah, 40 inches, 4 feet across. Plenty of room. And a bit narrower on the other side. But now we're getting to the viewpoints. I'm looking, turn and I'll look west. I should say east, back towards the Edinburgh area. Not Edinburgh in itself, but Linlithgow and Bowness. And I can see the railway viaduct that crosses about a mile and a half, 2 miles from here, crosses into over Muir Avonside again. And the breeze is getting up here. And I'm just by the time I get to the end of the bridge, I should be immediately above the River Avon. I can hear it. I hope you can hear it as well. Well, there. Hi. Lovely day.
Lovely, yeah.
It is. Yeah. Feral height. I really can't give you a lot of facts and figures unless there's a plaque about this. I mean, if I googled it, I could do it, but you could just google it yourself. But this is lovely. I'm glad I came along here today. Now, there's a big weir down there on the Avon. That's where the roar's coming from. I have to say that these cobbles, they're large and irregular. And I have to say, it's not the most comfortable walking. It really isn't. If you can feel the some sore points on my feet. Spaced a wee bit too far apart from each other at the places. And that, to me, you know, that's a trip hazard. Health and safety, huh? Ah, no, this is lovely here. Oh, yes. What a beautiful view downstream to the railway viaduct. And that beautiful weir. I mean, it's dark tea coloured water, peaty water, pouring down and over the weir. The weir's quite steep, actually. I didn't realise it from back there, but it's, well, I don't know. The drop is about 5 feet, so I'm guessing the whole thing's probably a good bit deeper than that, maybe about a 9 foot or 10 foot drop. And I know the Avon well because I've walked quite a bit of the Avon upstream. Never done this part downstream towards Grangemouth, but I have walked up near the village of Westfield and places like that, where Robert Rebus had his wee cave. Well, where Robert Rebus had one of his wee caves, but certainly this is a well-known one. I don't know if people still visit, but there is a signpost saying Robert the Bruce's cave. It's actually just a big hole in the rock. But I remember as a kid going down there and climbing out this hole, never dreaming that a fully grown man would have been in there, thinking it was magical. And when I grew up, went down as an adult, I realised it must have been tiny. So that's me just about at the end, and I see the wooded walkway. It's like one of those things you have in an adventure forest park, you know, with steps and stairs and walkway boards going everywhere. And someone's down with their white doggy. I think the doggy can hear me, but can't see me. One of those kind of big, white, fluffy white dogs. So anyway, I am officially in a few steps' time at the north end of the Avon Aqueduct. And there's some signs here right at the end. Country Park Heritage Trail, that pathway leading down to the Avon and going further west, Polmont 3 miles and the Falkirk Wheel 8.5 miles. You know, there's a house over there, the other side of the banking. My goodness, how does someone even get a house built in here? Beautiful garden. Ducks, wild birds. What a spot. Oh, long-tailed tits. Yes, a wee flock of long-tailed tits. I used to get them coming in my garden in the winter. Maybe still get them, I just don't know. So, quite a big flock, actually. They're beautiful wee creatures. I'm sure they come over from Europe in the winter. I may be wrong, but something sticks in my mind. Anyway, I'm going to head back now, and I won't bore you with a return journey. Tell it all in reverse, eh? But anyway, so that was enjoyable for me to see it from this viewpoint and see the... I actually should take a photograph. Oh, I'll take a photograph, so I'll stop blethering now. Well, okay, I just took a couple of photographs, and I'm just going to record this little last bit because on returning back across the aqueduct, which I never realised before, you could actually have a fantastic view of the Bathgate Hills and one of the biggest hill up there, known as Coco Roy. It's spelt Cockleroy, C-O-C-K-L-E-R-O-Y, but it's in Scottish word, it's Cockleroy. That's a well-known hill. Many people take walks up there in the summer, take their kids up and have a wee picnic. It's a brilliant view. And so that's it. Back across the Avon Aqueduct. I feel great now. I feel great that I've done this, because I should have done it a long while. I mean, for God's sake, I've stayed in the area long enough. And I've been at the Sea Scouts base often enough. It just seems crazy that I've never ever done this. But I'd love to do it in a canoe. I really would. A kayak. I'd love to kayak along it. That must be wonderful. But I'm also happy I did it, because now I'm officially in the Adrian Wicks Aqueduct Viaduct Club. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye for now.